Welcome to the Terrible Podcast with your hosts from thehammerspeaks.com, David Todd, and from SteelersDepot.com, Dave Bryan. Just two Daves talking all the Steelers football you could ever want. And now, here's Dave and Dave.
Welcome to the Terrible Podcast with Dave and Dave. He's Dave Bryan of SteelersDepot.com, and I'm David Todd, right now of Steelers Nation Radio. Dave, we're going to do some updates from camp. Today, day one, not open to the public, but open to the media. I was up there, as I will be every weekday, doing Steelers Nation Radio from 2 to 4, so I got a chance to look at the guys. Helmets on, no pads, don't go pads tomorrow, but the first chance to see the guys on the field.
And let me say, David, that was a great job on Steelers Nation Radio, too. And anybody that gets a chance, make sure you have that app that you can get, iHeartRadio. You can listen to it online.
It's called Black and Gold Radio on the iHeart app, and it's Steelers Nation Radio everywhere else.
Yeah, and I think if you want to go online, SteelersNationRadio.com, I believe is that website. But, David, yeah, you were there today. And in fact, I think you were the one to really first get the news out on the offensive line left to right. Why don't you bring everybody up to speed on that?
Yep, they did a lot of drill work today. I got a chance to talk to Mike and ask him a question in the Mike Tomlin in the presser afterward about, not having as many practices with the CBA. Is there concern that you don't get a full chance to evaluate guys? And do you have to look at guys' potential? And he said he's not as concerned about that as most people think. He uses they will use these non-padded practices as teaching tools, doing a lot of technique work. And that's what I saw today, a lot of technique work. They get on the field at 2:55. They got done right about 5 o'clock, just before these crazy storms came in. A lot of rain, heavy thunder and electrical storm. So they got that done. But we saw them run a lot of skeleton drills. The offense and the defense worked separately for about 40 minutes. Then they worked on some special teams. And then they came together and ran a bunch of plays, running plays and pass plays, skeleton drills. These guys aren't hitting, but they're running full speed. I mean, they are really going. Obviously, it's a little different for the guys in the line. But the guys out wide and the DBs and the linebackers are really going. They're charging, and the coaches are on them, and they're yelling at them. And we saw the offensive line come out. Much as you had projected and we had talked about on the Terrible Podcast, first plays, Essex at left tackle. Willie Colon has been kicked inside at left guard. Marquise Pouncey at center. At right tackle, Ramon Foster, the incumbent, the starter from last year. Right guard, Ramon Foster, the incumbent from last year. And at right tackle, Marcus Gilbert. So that's pretty much how they lined up. And I can't tell you exactly, it's not a perfect view that we have. And there's a lot going on around, guys, so you don't see everything. But essentially they were switching in on the first set of, say, eight plays. They were switching, as far as I could tell, they were switching in the rookies in on basically every other play. So that meant Mike Adams went in at left tackle and David DeCastro went in at right guard. And they took Essex and Foster's place. Now, after about 10 plays, they shuffled things around. You had Trey Essex over at right guard. You had a lot of different things going on. You saw some different player personnel groupings. And, as camp goes on, we'll have a better sense of that. But things, on the defensive side of the ball, things were running pretty much the way you would think. As close as I could tell, I think Keenan was taking the early snaps, but it was far enough away that I didn't have a great look at the corners and how they were lined up. They were on the other side of the field from where I was standing. But good stuff to see. They're ready to go. You can see the guys are eager to go. From Mike in the press conference after the two things we heard, Keith Miller, who was standing around, he wasn't even getting treatment, but he left with a little bit of a leg injury, and Ta'amu was actually not there. Alameda Ta'amu was actually not on the field at all. He wasn't even around. He's got a small foot injury. I imagine he was in getting treatment, but he didn't even come down to the field. And I guess he actually got sent. He got sent out of practice yesterday, I heard, today. He didn't finish his conditioning test, which is, not exactly the way you want to come into camp. So that's a piece of news that I hadn't seen anywhere else. Heard that today. He got sent out of the practice field yesterday.
That's good piece of information. You're right, David, that didn't get reported yesterday. That about
I heard that verbally. You know, I'm passing along something, a source that told me that I trust. You know, I don't know how much I'd run with that, but that is what I was told by one of the guys who was there yesterday.
A quick question, being as you serve as our eyes today, David. Kelvin Beachum, did you see him take any reps at, say, left guard?
He did take some reps. I couldn't tell you how many, but he was there. I you know, they did spend a lot of time working on special teams. I noticed that all the receiver group were back there occasionally fielding punts, but it was really Manny Sanders was the guy. Surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, Antonio Brown took a lot of them. Cotchery was back there. He didn't take them when they were running the real drills. And I didn't. Chris Rainey was back there for a little while when he left his position group to go over and join the special teams drill. I didn't see him catch one of the live punts, but he was back there. And I guess one of the things about Rainey that happened in the minicamp, again, is they spent a lot of time trying to get him to catch the ball higher. He was catching the ball down at his waist, and they were trying to get him to catch the ball with his hands up high. And he would shake his, I guess he would shake his head, yes, yes, yes. And then when the next ball would come, he'd catch it down at his waist again. So old habits hard to break, I guess. But that's another thing I picked up. Of the punters, they were both getting work, and the same with the kickers, both of them getting work. Some impressive punts by the kid that they brought into camp. I don't have a
– Butler, Drew Butler?
Yeah, Drew Butler. He hit a couple boomers there toward the end of camp that I saw. And Dave, the other thing of note that I think would probably interest you is I watched very closely some defensive. Craig Wolfley and I were standing there watching John Mitchell work with a defensive lineman, really working on technique, really talking about 3 and 5 technique and what you're doing and how to go after guys and how to read the keys. And then he did a fair amount of, I would say, 5 good minutes of one-on-one stuff with Steve McClendon. And I think we've talked about McClendon a lot this offseason on the Terrible Podcast. And I certainly would not rule out that he could very well be the opening day nose tackle when the Steelers take the field in Denver.
That's definitely good info. And like we said, you know, with Ta'amu, of course, starting kind of banged up there with that foot, and the way Mitchell was pounding on the table after the draft, as far as McClendon goes, you know, regardless of Casey Hampton's situation, I think McClendon's going to be your guy there. They're going to lean on heavily for the start of the year. One other question I kind of have for you, kind of looking at the offensive sets that you saw today, how much was the fullback, was there a fullback used quite a bit in those situations? And tell us what you saw there.
A little bit. A lot of offset eyes, a lot of guys in motion. You know, I've been of the belief, and I think I said this maybe on the podcast the other day, that it would be surprising to me that if they used a ton of fullback stuff. And the reason is, one, they didn't draft a fullback. Two, they didn't go sign an undrafted free agent who's a fullback. And three, they didn't go sign a free agent who's a fullback. And there are guys out there who have reasonably strong pedigrees out there in the market as free agents who could have been signed. So I'm still skeptical about how big a part of the offense it's going to be. They definitely did run some offset eyes and some motion guys out of there. But I'm not sure I saw a lot of passing plays. I'm not sure, you know, that I saw a lot of straight, what we would consider I formation fullback type stuff.
And, you know, that's something I kind of wrote about a while ago too, when all the buzz about the fullback returning. Of course, a lot of what we're hearing is from more and more players is this is an offense that's similar to what Ken Wisenhunt ran several years ago. And, you know, although he did have what Kreider there, or Kuhn,
John Kuhn.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember that far back and all. You know, although he did use him, it seemed to be mostly in short yardage and situation as far as a fullback goes there. But I'm with you on that, David. I think the having the fullback type body that can also play tight end, you know, in a David Johnson or a Will Johnson, along with you know, 2 or 3 other tight ends. You know, of course, it's going to be Heath Miller and Leonard Pope, and then we'll see what happens with the rookie Paulson.
Leonard Pope's a big boy. You know, you get down there.
Yeah, 6'8", right?
Yeah, he's a big boy, and he looks all of it. And he looks like he's in reasonably good shape. Can't tell you much more than that. You know, Redmond looks like he was in good shape. You know, the guys generally look like they're fit and ready to go. And it was, I would just describe it as a spirited practice. Excuse me, a spirited practice.
Any idea? We did hear the report that Keenan Lewis is being reported on Twitter that he did indeed start opposite Ike Taylor. That's not a surprise. I'm going to assume Cortez Allen in the slot there.
I didn't see a lot of, Dave, as I said, it
hard yeah, kind of, to kind of a way away.
Didn't get a good look at how they lined up. I'll pay more attention to that tomorrow. One of the things you're doing is obviously there are no names on the back of the jerseys. A lot of guys in, new numbers and free agent guys and guys you haven't seen before. So, constantly looking up and down, making sure you got all the guys identified properly. So, I didn't get a chance to look at the film.
I got you. Hey, too bad we can't get an all 22 view of that. I would need to clone myself.
All 90.
An all 90 view. That would be the ticket.
As you know, they got two fields there, and there's stuff going on in a lot of when they're running the drills. Oftentimes they're grouped, positionally grouped, and there's a lot going on, so you can't watch all at one time. But I did see Keenan drop an interception in the skeleton stuff. It wouldn't have been an easy catch, but it's a ball he should have caught. And, coaches were giving him encouragement, but he was not happy with himself. The other guys were out there. So, as I said, the injuries appear minimal. The Mike Wallace thing wasn't addressed in his post news conference. Tomlin addressed the question that I asked and talked a bit about Kirby Lewis, who was out there and moving around and jogging. And it's been, as Mike Tomlin said, hard to believe it's a real blessing, because I think there was a point there that they weren't sure he was going to make it. So he's out there. He's with the backs. Saw him working today. And, that's pretty much a recap of what I got. They just got everything in before this crazy thunderstorm. So, I think they're pleased with the work they did. And I'm sure everybody's looking forward to putting the pads on tomorrow.
Yeah, then a couple of questions to look for, David, next time out there, possibly that I would possibly have, and possibly some of the listeners as well, too. Brandon Johnson, the kid that they signed, I shouldn't say kid, been in the league a little while now, if indeed he's getting some reps at left outside linebacker. And it was reported today, and not surprising, that Chris Carter was taking the reps at right outside linebacker with both Jason Worlds and James Harrison on PUP there. So kind of interested that Brandon Johnson, signing really has me intrigued. And I wrote about it this morning, in fact, as well, too. So, David, hey, look, that's what these mini podcasts are all about. And, they're not full 30-minute shows by any stretch of imagination. I have several fans who'll be out at camp as well, too, kind of lined up over the course of training camp. And I'm going to get David, of course, he's a busy guy now. He's gone big time now with Steelers Nation Radio, and I couldn't think of a better guy to do that.
Well, they all listen to the Terrible Podcast. I learned that today, among other things, so that's good to know. But, yeah, I will be tomorrow. My schedule, I'll be 2 to 4 on Steelers Nation Radio every day, and then, unfortunately, I'll be up on the hill. So the first hour of practice, I'll be watching from the hill, and then I'll be able to get a closer look after that. Also, the other thing tomorrow is I will be on tomorrow night from 6 to 8 on WPGB, which is 104.7. Tom Bradley and I will be broadcasting from Falbo's Bar right in the Latrobe area. So you can catch me 2 to 4 Steelers Nation Radio and 6 to 8 on WPGB 104.7 FM.
And if you're a listener and you're in that area, why don't you go down and say hi to David down there?
Absolutely, absolutely. Come over.
Buy him a beer.
right. Why not?
All right, you want to take us out of here, David?
All right. Well, thanks always, as always, for listening. And we're it's cranking up. We're going live. We won't count this as episode 1 of season 3. We'll have that coming to you. Sometime we'll get that fit in tomorrow. But thanks, as always, for listening to the Terrible Podcast with Dave and Dave.